welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And today is that we are recording this is Sunday, July, 7th.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Something like that.
Yeah. There's a calendar over there.
There is. And
that would make it too easy, though. If we looked at the calendar, we should guess.
We should guess. But it's kind of a symptom of this trying to keep track of what day it is in my world.
Yeah. It's already happening.
It is. And this is the end of week one of my official retirement. Mm-hmm. And I have packed it full already.
It has not really probably seemed much like a retirement.
Well, it has and it hasn't. I have felt the freedom to work on a project. I would say a rather large project.
Extremely large project.
And not have that pressure of hurry up and get it done no matter what because I have to go back to work.
Right. And we're very used to working during vacations.
Yes.
And during the summer, I usually have off, or if I'm teaching, it's flexible and, you know, I don't have office hours and all that. So I have a lot of flexibility in the summer and have for a long time. So I'm kind of used to being able to do a little bit every day. But for us to work together on a project, there's always that time crunch.
There is. And that has been removed now.
Oh, yeah, it has.
So this week, as soon as I retired, essentially, we discovered we had a significant groundhog problem in the garden.
Yeah. I went out to harvest, I believe, for our meal last Saturday after market. You know, we do this debriefing meal. And we try
those are world famous.
Yeah, they are world famous.
I mean, at least in our own world.
Soon they will be, anyway.
Right.
But we do have a lot of people that are interested in what we eat. And, you know, so it's kind of a thing. If you haven't followed us for long, you'll know that we're known for the debriefing meal. So it's usually a farm-to-table meal. And this time of the year, we get to harvest fresh stuff. So after market, I went out to get, I don't know, whatever you ask. I think you asked for me for some basil, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was.
So I went to the garden to get it, and two, not just one, but two groundhogs left one of the sweet potato patches.
Not good.
No, I had noticed that the sweet potatoes in that garden had not expanded nearly as much as the other ones that I have in another garden. I thought, well, that's kind of odd. I wonder why they're not starting to spread out, because usually by now, you know, once it starts to get warmer, they start to spread out, and they were a lot smaller. Now I know.
Yeah.
They were getting eaten.
They were nibbled away.
Yeah.
And apparently sweet potato vines is one of the groundhog's favorite food.
Seemed to be.
So we'd talked about building a fence around the garden. We'd put up a temporary fence, and that had been breached. So it was time to put up a more permanent fence.
Yeah, we had a little fence that did really worked for a while. And that fence was up when I found the two groundhogs in the garden.
Intruders.
Yeah, the intruders in there eating our sweet potato vines. And they, you know, you would think they might like tunnel under the fence. Oh no, they went right through it like super hog or something.
I have a picture now of a groundhog with a cape.
Right. Yeah. So they just like plowed right through the fence, just like it wasn't even there. It's like, seriously?
So unbelievable.
So that explains the holes I've been fixing in the fence.
Right.
I blame myself for getting into it with a trimmer. I kind of wondered why they were shaped like a groundhog, but you know, I didn't think about that. I thought I was just really creative in my trimming.
Right. It became much more urgent.
Yeah. Well, to get the fence we up. Like sweet potatoes for one thing.
Right.
And we really don't care to share those with the groundhogs.
No, we don't. And since we had the time, it became a plan to actually install a wood and wire fence so that it will be more permanent. And we know that it's possible they will begin to burrow under that.
Right. We've already had people telling us that. And we know.
We know.
But I appreciate the advice, but what we have thought of it.
Found is even just the effort of starting the fence, because this is not a fence that can be built in one day. In fact, I've been working on it. You've been helping with it, and it's been extremely hot. And
yeah. And in the middle of it, I was injured.
Right.
So
I had to take a little time off for icing.
Yeah. So I have an injury to my hand and knees, and so I'll be fine, but it has slowed my ability to help down
right.
a lot.
And just that effort of doing this and being out there, we have noticed that the groundhogs are already staying out of the garden.
Yeah.
And that's before we have the complete fence up.
Right. The sweet potatoes are already starting to run.
Yes. So we know that in time we will have another groundhog battle, but
or
for
some
now,
other battle, you know, there
right.
may be deer. I don't think bunnies, I don't think there's any way they can get through this unless it's like this enormous bunny,
super
can
bunny
jump over
or open the,
fence or open the gate. And if it does that, it can eat anything it
right.
wants.
We are close to having a fence. Actually, because of the heat, I've worked until about noon every day.
It has really been hot.
And I'm still trying to acclimate
and rain
to outside. And yes, it has rained frequently.
A lot. Every day, some.
And we are close to having a complete mm-hmm. fence.
Yep.
Tomorrow I will finish the gates and I think it'll be done then.
Yep.
So looking forward to having that major project completed as the first retirement project.
And that's a big one.
It is a big one.
But you have been able to just kind of work at it a little at a time.
Right. And that feels pretty good to then take the afternoons off. Take in a movie, have a nap.
We actually shut down the theater, Monday night?
We did.
That was so weird.
On
I don't think we've ever done that.
That was.
We were like the last people out of the theater. It was really pretty wild for us. It was
almost
10 o'clock.
Woo!
I know, it's crazy.
That might almost deserve some cowbell.
I think so.
Yay, cowbell for us. Oh my. So we'll have to think about what the next project is. We've been keeping a huge list of projects. Some are small, maintenance kinds of things. Others are larger, such as the fence. I know we have some bridge work to do, some erosion control to do.
Major erosion issues.
And we'll be working on those and giving some updates as those occur. I've also had some freedom to cook. And maybe we'll talk about that on our next episode.
Yeah, because you have been doing some fabulous meals.
That's been fun.
You're kind of doing this kind of no waste, right?
Right. I'm really trying to do some no waste cooking.
And we don't waste a lot, but we do waste some just because of our schedules.
Right. So I'll chat about that a little bit mm-hmm. on the next podcast. But retirement's feeling good.
Mm-hmm. I'm not there quite yet, but it sort of feels like it.
Yes.
And to have the freedom to know that tomorrow we don't need to go back to work. I'm working on paths. We have a whole bunch of, if anyone is in need of crabgrass, we're having a major sale.
Oh yeah. We can load you up.
Because I have crabgrass to beat the band. It is just like crazy in the paths in the garden. So we bought a big load of mulch in some of the trips. I don't know how many trips we've made to get materials.
That's the other thing about a project is you never quite seem to have everything
no.
you need. And it has required a trip to Menards, Home Depot,
Twice.
Rural King, or Ace Hardware pretty much every day.
Almost every day. And today you thought you had everything.
I thought I had it.
And ran out of staples.
Right. So another run to town.
To two stores to find what you needed.
But
you know what? We're both feeling some freedom. We have so many plans for this business, and we're getting so much feedback from people at the market. Honeybee's going to write a book.
Right. So
she signed a contract.
She did sign her contract. Yes. Maybe? If you've seen that on any of the social media, she has signed her contract. So Thumper is her agent, and she drives a hard bargain.
She does, yeah.
So we had to really kind of do some back and forth negotiating us as the publisher and the agent, Thumper, and Honeybee's demands. It was an ordeal, let me just say.
It was, but she is already coming up with some ideas.
She is.
And hopefully before long, she'll be starting on her book.
Yes.
And it probably will be geared for children.
Or
people like me.
People like me. So those are all the things that are happening here at Five
lots
Feline Farm.
Lots going on. Lots of harvest. Lots of cool things. So
we'll share more on this podcast in social media. Keep up with us. Shoot us an email. Check out our website. And come see us at the 18th Street Farmers Market every Saturday morning.
Yeah, we'll be there. And so if you had one word to sum up, what do you think about retirement so far?
Yes.
Okay. So there you have it. We highly recommend retirement.
Yes.
And supporting your local growers and your local artisans. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.